Maybe after this next song, we can go to Santa Baby. It would be a nice change of pace, right? This one has too many, like, chimes and bells and things. People are gonna want something less, merry once in a while. I think my favorite version is the one that Catwoman did. That's the original. You know, the woman that was Catwoman did all these albums. No, not Michelle Pfeiffer, who, by the way, is also a damn good singer. But no, the old Catwoman. I don't remember her name. Anyway, the later versions of the song are all like sexy, but hers is more classic. What do you mean? You've never heard anyone sing a sexy Christmas song. I just gave you one. You've never heard of Santa Baby? Sure you have. It's been around for like 60 years. Everyone knows it. Like, Santa Baby, slip the diamond under the tree for me. Really? Well, it's super famous. It's about this lady who's seducing Santa and asking for all these giant gifts. Like, aren't I hot, Santa? I've been such a bad girl. So, like, give me the D to your house. Give me, a diamond ring and a yacht. And after Catwoman did it, then everyone started doing it. Madonna did a version, and Gwen Stefani, and like even Ariana Grande did it. And they all act all like sexy and everything. It's the Christmas version of a sex romp. Well, not really a sex romp, but in song form. But the ironic thing is that Catwoman's version was all the way back in the 50s, so she wasn't able to do almost anything sexy at all. And it still got like banned by radio stations and things. Why is it so sexy? I mean, I don't know. There's hunger in the voice of the girl singing it. Like, it's seductive. They obviously don't sing, like, I wanna fuck you, Santa, because you can't put that on the radio. But it's implied. Like, hey, Santa, I'm gonna let you bend me over this couch, but then you owe me a car. That's how you're supposed to interpret it. It sounds like I would like to fuck Santa Claus. Nah, not really. I mean, he wouldn't be my first choice. To be fair, he is rich. He owns that factory up in the clouds. Plus, he'd be cheating on his wife with me, which is kind of hot, but someone whose belly shakes when he laughs is not really my type. My friend Becca, that sounds like her type, but not mine. Also, he has to visit like 600,000 houses an hour, so even if he, splurges to spend like 2.5 minutes fucking me, that's still not great. The right time to fuck Santa would be in like April, where he could take his time. Why hasn't someone written that song? So, what Christmas characters would I fuck? I mean, that's obviously where we were going, right? Let's see. The main character is Santa, which means elves and reindeers and things, which would probably. Or, yeah, I guess technically the main character is actually Jesus. I would totally fuck older Jesus, like with all those abs and flowing hair and everything. Ugh. Can you imagine throwing him like a 21st birthday party, which would be on Christmas, of course, and he shows up with like an endless supply of wine because he can just make it out of water? And then you look into his eyes and he's like, I've got a billion people's souls rippling all through my body. Fuck, that would be super hot. So sacrilegious. But it's not really part of the Christmas story proper. So Frosty, on the plus side, his hat is made of silk, and I like silk. It would definitely be a one-night stand because, you know, I'd have to get plastic sheets because they get all wet, but I can buy those. I do like the fact that he's bigger at the bottom than at the top, so there's always something more to strive for. But unfortunately, the hotter I get him, the less there is to work with. So, Frosty's a maybe? Rudolph. Let me make your nose get all red, sweetie. Won't you guide my... No. But, you know who does sound good? The three wise men. Now we're talking. I don't know what the fuck myrrh is, but how hot would it be to have the fucking king of Arabia mumbling myrrh as he motorboated me? Three mysterious dudes all bearing gifts? Yes, yes, and yes. Ugh, we found a fucking winner. Unless, maybe, the hottest lover would be the tree. God, talk about the star of the holiday. The tree literally has a star on it. It's tall. It's furry. In fact, it is a fur. It has all those nice, big, fat balls for me to press my nose against. Ugh, so hot. Tie me up in garland, baby. Ugh. The only problem is that it's not too keen on phallic heft. I mean, it does have those candy canes all over it, but they're usually all tiny. Like, I could probably fit a few of them between my toes, and that's sort of hot, but I'd want a really big one, you know? Like, one of those display window candy canes where it stretches over all the teddy bears and the elves, and you can see that whole big hook at the top. I'd fuck that candy cane all by itself. What else do I need? Although, it would probably be sticky. I'd prefer to have, like, a lucite or polyvinyl chloride one or something. Maybe silicone? So, okay. I guess that means I would rank Rudolph 6th and then Frosty, well, no, Santa 5, because I'd rather fuck Frosty. But wait, am I sure about that? Santa does have that badass sled that he flies. And I mean, he actually gets off his ass and does something on Christmas. Frosty just frolics around until he melts. Okay, let's switch that up. Frosty 5 and Santa 4. Oh wait, the candy cane is supposed to go 4th. I was making a little rhyme in my head and the candy cane was in the 4th line. That means it's the 4th best thing for me to fuck. Where did... Hold on. Are there 7? Yeah, I guess there must have been 7. I forgot about adult Jesus. Whoops! Okay, Rudolph 7th, then what do we go with? Frosty 6th, then Santa. Then the candy cane is 4th. Depending on what it's made of, obviously. And then comes the tree, followed by, tree or cane? Tree or cane? I feel like this is one of those things where you fill in the brackets. Tree or cane? Am I right? Yeah. I think I'm good with this order. Fucking the tree is a little bit more appealing and versatile, so that's gonna go 3rd. That leaves adult Jesus as 2nd, and you know what that means. It means that the most fuckable element of Christmas lore, ladies and gents, is the three wise men. Mr. Gold, Mr. Franken-Sex, and Mr. Motorboat Myrrh. Got him. And as if there was ever a doubt as to who, or the 11 pipers piping. Oh, could you imagine 11 of them? All of those pipers piping. Think of all of those pipes. There would just be pipes everywhere. Like, you'd get done with 2 of the pipers piping, and there'd still be 9 left. Oh, fuck. Talk about festive. Talk about making a list and checking that fucker twice. Come on, boys. Come down my chimney. Onward, Blitzen. Ugh. Shepherds. Why, upon this jubilee, while your joyous song prolongs, here we fucking go a-wassailing until comfy cozy we are. Oh, God. Do you know the one thing? The one thing that's missing from our winter wonderland? A nice, big snowfall. Cover me in snowflakes, you fucking pipers. Thick, white, fat snowflakes all over my holly jolly red lips. Make my fucking tinsel glisten, boys. Oh, God. So, yeah, that's why you should switch to Santa Baby after the song. What? You already went to a new song? You already went to 6 new songs? I was just standing here with my eyes closed and my mouth open for 45 minutes and the party is over and everyone left? Oh. Well, at least it was a pretty fun Eartha Kitt. That was Catwoman. I remember because her last name was Kit, which is like kitten, and she played Catwoman. Mystery solved. Merry Christmas, everyone, and to all a good night. And Hanukkah. And Kwanzaa. And Mawlid. And Tet. And Festivus, and the winter solstice, and for the atheists, Friday.